And, of course, when we think about summer in Port Huron, we think about the Port Huron to Mackinac sailboat race. Will there be one this year? Here to tell us a little bit more about that decision, or whether a decision has yet been made, is the chairman of the Bayview-Mackinac race for 2020, Chris Clark. Chris, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Boy, what a year you picked to be the race chairman. I mean, there's no matter what happens along the way, you can usually lean on somebody else that has chaired this race before and said, you know, what do you do in this situation? This is unprecedented.
Yep, this is pretty much new across the board. But, you know, we got a great group. We've got a long-standing group of volunteers and a great management organization that helps run the race, so we're prepared.
Well, you're still planning to go ahead with the race at this point?
Yes. You know, we've made the statement that, you know, as long as it's legally allowed, you know, meaning that it's feasible for us to comply with, you know, the state and local requirements, and, you know, that we're going to go ahead and do the race.
What are some of the factors that go into your decision-making? You mentioned, you know, as long as it's legal and you can comply with safety measures. I mean, what are some of the things you're looking at in making that decision?
Well, some of the things we're looking at is, one, dockage in Port Huron, obviously. You know, it'd be difficult to go from Detroit all the way up to Port Huron for the start in, you know, in one go. You know, docking in Port Huron, which we're assured that's been resolved. And that there will be docking in Port Huron. Then, you know, the second thing would be docking in Mackinac after the race. And we're in discussions with Mackinac. We know the harbor is going to be opened. The question is, how many boats are we going to be able to accommodate in the harbor in any one time? So, you know, those are our two questions on each end. And then you've obviously got the social distancing requirements and, you know, the projected new change from the governor. You know, she's talking about by the end of the month allowing groups of 10. That'll accommodate most of the boats on the race course. Some of the bigger boats have more than 10 people on them. But, you know, we'll just have to see how that evolves. Right now, you know, everybody who's involved with the race is just encouraging patience and flexibility.
Well, that's what it's going to take, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be a very different looking and feeling race. We're not having a Blue Water Fest here. I would suspect that if people can come out and celebrate the boats in some way, though, you'll see at least a few people on Friday night and on race day. But Mackinac Island is going to be a different feel, too, I would think.
Yes. Yeah, we believe there'll probably be some social distancing requirement. You know, Mackinac Island, I think you saw Scheffler's just made an announcement that they're opening the end of the month. I keep track of Scheffler's because they're one of our sponsors. We know the Grand is targeting to open in later June. Some of the other hotels are going to open mid-June. But, you know, there'll probably be some social distancing requirements. There are going to be some limitations as to the number of people on the dock. But, like I said, flexibility and patience. You know, that's what we're going to have to work with. Certainly the party up on the island will be, you know, massively scaled back and may ultimately end up being canceled depending on, you know, what the requirements are. But, you know, you're going to hear me say flexibility a lot, where we just have to deal with what we've got at the time.
Have you gotten any indication of, you know, any boats that are just either dropping out or not going to participate this year that otherwise would have?
You know, there are a few boats that we would have expected to register by now that haven't registered. But we can fully understand that, you know, some people may be uncomfortable, and we'll work to accommodate them. And for people who can't, you know, whose timing or scheduling or planning can't accommodate the flexibility required in the, you know, in this year. You know, there's always next year. We'd love to have them join us, but we do understand, you know, this is kind of back to, you know, our flexibility on this. Our entries are down a little bit. We've extended the entry deadline, and we've also moved the late entry deadline closer to the starting of the race Plus, we've created a last-minute entry possibility for boats.
Keeping this race going is important, I know, because it's never, in nearly 100 years now, it's never been canceled.
You are absolutely correct. We, if this were World War II, we would have been considered a essential business. We were considered essential in World War II to teach seamanship, navigation, teamwork, and the president encouraged us to continue with the race. And you know, that's quite a legacy to uphold. And I really don't, want to mess that up on my watch, as they say. But as I said, we've got a great team of volunteers who help us along with this, and we're all working together to try to make sure we do everything we can do to so that doesn't happen.
Chris, give us an overview of the race this year. What the plans in terms of what course or courses you're going to use? What's different? What's the same?
Well, the courses are still the same. We're going to do both the short course and then the Cove Island course. The Cove Island course goes over to Tobermory, just off Cove Island in Canada, and then finishes in on Mackinac Island. The short course just kind of wraps around the shoreline, goes up north of Boyce Blank, Boblo Island, and then finishes at Mackinac. One of the differences this year is we're not actually going out and putting a mark in place at Cove Island. Historically, that mark was a buoy that was placed out there by the government. Oh boy, probably 15 years ago, give or take, that mark was not set anymore. Many of the navigational buoys, our governments, Canadian and U.S., are taking the opportunity for some cost reduction as GPS gets better to not put some buoys out in the water, and you know, that was one of the casualties. And since then, we've gone out and actually put a mark out there ourselves. This year, we're not going to put that mark in. It's going to be a GPS position, so it'll be a virtual mark. And you'll round it just like you would any other mark. But it just gives us more flexibility. You know, at the time, we had to make the decision on the mark. The border wasn't open. You know, the border still isn't open yet. We do know that Canada is going to be opening some of their marinas coming up soon. But with the border not being open, we thought this was the best approach to take because it allowed us flexibility. We could have consolidated the race courses or can consolidate the race courses to just the Cove Island course if necessary, if the border's closed. Once again, it's back to that word. You're getting tired of flexibility.
No, but that's a very, very important word this year. I have known race chairmen in years past that have sailed in the race, even though they were chairing the race. I've known others that said, no, I'm not going to participate this year. I just need to focus on the race. Chris, what about you? Are you going to be sailing this year?
I want to sail, but, you know, given the fact that we're going to have to as part of the social distancing, we're going to have to reduce some of our volunteers on the island. I think there's going to be a lot more to do up on the island, so I am probably not going to sail. I've got a couple of opportunities to sail, but, I probably shouldn't do that. I should probably focus on my primary task at hand and be up on the island.
This will be one to remember for sure. They all are, but this one especially, this year's Port Huron to Mackinac race, which is, I'm looking at the Bayview Mackinac race website, 1 month, 22 days, 15 hours, 39 minutes, and 14 seconds. But who's counting, right?
Yep.
The counter keeps sticking away.
I'll tell you, it's still going to be a good race. It's not going to be the race that we've had. The race is going to be the race that we've had in the past. What's going to be different? The social activities. But, we're still going to have fun. We still have boats. We still have water. We still have good friends and good competition. So
that's what it's
all about. What else do we need to have a good sailboat race?
There you go. Some good wind would help, right?
Yeah. Maybe not quite as much as today, but, good wind would help.
Exactly. Chris, we appreciate the update. Thanks so much. Good luck with all the flexibility you're going to need over these next several weeks. And hopefully we'll talk to you here in Port Huron in a couple of months.
Oh, fantastic. I look forward to it. Hey, have a great day. And Hey, everybody, get your boats ready. It's time to go sailing.
It is indeed. Chris Clark, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.